Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID Magazine. Today we're kicking off a new series of podcasts covering identification standards. Joining us is Allison Dunstan, director of Trans Global Secure Collaboration Program, to talk about her organization's effort with identification and standards. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
There are a number of different identification standards underway. The purpose of this podcast series is to find out who is doing what and where they fit in to the identification puzzle. TSCP is a government-industry partnership working in solutions to issues in aerospace and defense today. Today, I'm hoping Allison can fill us in on what TSCP is doing in the identity standard space and where they fit in with some of the other identity standards efforts underway. Thanks for joining us today, Allison.
Hi. Well, I think it's important to say, first of all, that TSCP isn't developing standards in identity. What we're probably doing is we're working out how we can use those standards and how we're leveraging them to enable secure collaboration between the defense companies and governments and down the supply chain. So one of the things we've been working on is secure email and doing find and encrypted email over the internet so that we can protect companies' IPR and also ensure that they don't fall foul of export control regulations. So that I could send an email to you, to Zach, and based on your privileges and what I know about you would depend, and I could maybe have quite a long distribution list on that. And actually what might happen is that for some of you, some folks, they might not see all of that email, or they might not be able to do certain things with that email. You might not be able to forward it, whereas somebody else on the distribution list could be able to.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, you know, those are the sorts of things that we're going to be looking at and building on. We're using your identity to determine your privileges and what you could do with something. One of the interesting challenges for TSCP is that as we're a global consortium, as in the title TransGlobal, we have to be very wary of the regulations and the standards which exist in the US and across Europe as well. So we have a government alignment committee which helps us to map the various levels. They don't sort of map necessarily one for one. So that's been one of the challenges which TSCP has had to face.
So basically, you guys are are keeping track of all the different standards yourself. So you guys find yourself in a situation where you're having to look at these and figure out how to use these different standards, how to implement these different standards.
Yes, and I suppose that's because, you know, I mean, a lot of the companies that we're dealing with, you know, they are now probably global organizations. But, you know, EADS, BAE Systems, they don't just necessarily have offices in one country. You know, they've got offices in the USA, they have offices in UK, you know, so they have to be able to meet all of these, and of course the law applies as to where they are based.
Can you give me an example or two of some of the different efforts or any some of the different challenges you guys have faced with dealing with the different identification standards, like you mentioned the email, secure encryption, that sort of thing?
The identity levels for the US and the UK are different, even though the UK with the EMBOY sort of started the levels of 0, 1, 2, 3, with 1, 2, 3 being the strongest level of authentication, whereas the USA goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the issues that we have to be aware of and where they don't exactly map one for one.
Yeah, this has to be a challenge when I hadn't even thought about the international, you know, cross-border international implications of trying to map these different standards. Like, how are, like, do you guys just get a group together and talk about how they translate across the borders, or how does that work?
Well, that's where we have the Government Alignment Committee to help us sort of identify standards which apply within their national domain. So in the Government Alignment Committee, we have representatives from France, from the UK, from the Netherlands, and from the USA. So we do that work there. We also do a lot of our own research. We have groups, the Export Control Working Group, who at the moment are looking at U.S. export control regulations, but then they will be moving on to European standards and looking at how we need to apply those in the work that we're doing. So I think that's perhaps one of the things which is unique to TSCP, is that we do have this global dimension that we need to look at and consider in all of the specifications that we develop. So, for instance, for secure email, the how-to guide that we're just sending down the supply chain and working with AIA and ASD, that has to apply on both sides of the transatlantic, so, you know, within America and within Europe.
Do you guys find yourself looking at, you know, like I said, there are a lot of different standards bodies out there working, OASIS, Kantara, you know, there's FIPS 201. And I'm sure there's many that I'm not even remembering right now. Keeping track of them all has to be kind of difficult.
I think it's one of the challenges that we face, yes. But I think we're very fortunate in that within TCP we do have representatives from Federal Bridge. So we're able to sort of understand the standards that they are looking at, and we can take that as a good starting point. And we don't have the resources to be able to look at everything, so we do have to make a call sometimes as to where we're going. And we also have to make sure that we're not repeating work which is being done elsewhere. You know, we want to be looking in the space where nobody else is doing that at the moment. We don't need to be competing with somebody else to produce something which is slightly different.
Do you guys find what you're doing getting more complex or getting easier because, you know, identity is becoming more important, especially online?
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's easier to explain it within the organization and the enterprise as people are now becoming much more aware of it and what it is and what their digital identity is. So I can remember when I started in this sphere sort of about 10 years ago, you know, when you mentioned the words PKI, people had no idea what you were talking about. But now a lot of people will know what it is and will understand what their digital identity is and how it can be used and understand the importance of it. I don't think they did then. So I think from that point of view, within sort of going and spreading the message within an organization and them understanding the benefits, I think that piece has got easier. And probably, yes, there are sort of more people coming in and developing standards. I think one of the fortunate things we have in this TSCP is that we do have gold and silver members. So these are the software suppliers and the developers, and Microsoft and CA are both gold members of TSCP. So we're very fortunate in having their expertise and understanding where they're coming from and being able to influence their product roadmaps in regards to this field. And we also have sort of some of the smaller companies that are involved, particularly in labeling at the moment.
Is there any advice you would have out there for organizations looking at, you know, better securing their digital identities, you know, doing secure email? What would you tell any organizations out there that want to, you know, improve their online security?
One of the things I've certainly discovered about this is that an awful lot of it is actually around the policy and the processes around it as much, perhaps more so than the technology, and that it's really important to understand the processes and to have good policies in place to protect you. It's not only the technology which is going to do that.
Sometimes the technology outpaces the policy and you have to go back and look at that, but that's definitely interesting.
But certainly that's one of the things we're having to look at in TSCP is the policies that are required as well. You know, if you've got very secure technology, that your policy could be the weak point. If you're not sort of checking people's identity properly before you give them their token, then, you know, there's your weak link straight away.
Allison, is there anything else you want to comment, anything else I failed to ask about what TSEP is up to, what you guys are doing that our listeners should know about?
Well, certainly one of the things we're looking to do in September, and we have our business weeks, our face-to-face meetings. So whilst we have hundreds of engineers working this sort of virtually every week from each of the from all of the member organisations, and with the design authority leading that effort, we have face-to-face meetings as well. And the next face-to-face meeting we're having, then we're starting to do demonstrations with TSEP in action from the vendor community that are part of TSEP, from those gold and silver members.
Well, Allison, I want to thank you for joining us on this, the first in a series of podcasts dealing with ID standards, and thanks for joining us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
Thank you.